This is the NOCN ESOL International Advanced User Level C1 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
1. Are you going anywhere else after you've been to Belgium? 2. They should be here soon. Their train arrived at 10 a.m, didn't it? 3. There are only 3 eggs left in the fridge. Where have the others gone? 4. My neighbour is building a shed in his back garden. 5. What time does the exam start? 6. What do you think about this coat? Does it suit me? 7. The boiler has broken down. We need to call a plumber. 8. It's supposed to rain today. Do you think I should take an umbrella? 9. Have you fed the dog today? He looks hungry. 10. The road is blocked. We'll have to go the other way.
Now listen to the sentences again.
1. Are you going anywhere else after you've been to Belgium? 2. They should be here soon. Their train arrived at 10 a.m, didn't it? 3. There are only 3 eggs left in the fridge. Where have the others gone? 4. My neighbour is building a shed in his back garden. 5. What time does the exam start? 6. What do you think about this coat? Does it suit me? 7. The boiler has broken down. We need to call a plumber. 8. It's supposed to rain today. Do you think I should take an umbrella? 9. Have you fed the dog today? He looks hungry. 10. The road is blocked. We'll have to go the other way.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation one. You'll hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You'll then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good morning. How can I help you?
I'm looking for a bouquet of scented flowers for my mother's birthday.
Have you any particular flowers or colour theme in mind?
Well, her favourite flowers are lilies because she loves flowers that have a strong smell. She's not keen on bold colours. She prefers pastel colours.
We have some pink and white lilies in the shop and purple and white hyacinths. They would go together, but I would suggest adding some other flowers as an accent colour in order to avoid too much of the same colour. Red carnations and roses?
I like the idea of white with a touch of red.
Which accent flowers would you like?
I'll have those you suggest. Maybe I'll have the pink lilies too. In fact, leave the white hyacinths and I'll take the pink and white lilies with the red roses and carnations, because the pink lilies are more pastel and I think she'll like them.
We can prepare the bouquet for you now if you wish to wait. Would you like us to add some ferns and gypsophilia? Gypsophilia are sprays of tiny white flowers on green stems.
Yes, please. How about a card? Can I choose one I like?
They're on the stand by the counter.
How much is that likely to cost altogether? Oh, and can I have the bouquet put in a vase?
Yes, of course. Any particular coloured vase? White, pink or plain clear glass?
Just plain, please. And I'll wait because I need them now.
That's €35, including the vase. I'm sure your mother will love the bouquet.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Good morning. How can I help you?
I'm looking for a bouquet of scented flowers for my mother's birthday.
Have you any particular flowers or colour theme in mind?
Well, her favourite flowers are lilies because she loves flowers that have a strong smell. She's not keen on bold colours. She prefers pastel colours.
We have some pink and white lilies in the shop and purple and white hyacinths. They would go together, but I would suggest adding some other flowers as an accent colour in order to avoid too much of the same colour. Red carnations and roses?
I like the idea of white with a touch of red.
Which accent flowers would you like?
I'll have those you suggest. Maybe I'll have the pink lilies too. In fact, leave the white hyacinths and I'll take the pink and white lilies with the red roses and carnations, because the pink lilies are more pastel and I think she'll like them.
We can prepare the bouquet for you now if you wish to wait. Would you like us to add some ferns and gypsophilia? Gypsophilia are sprays of tiny white flowers on green stems.
Yes, please. How about a card? Can I choose one I like?
They're on the stand by the counter.
How much is that likely to cost altogether? Oh, and can I have the bouquet put in a vase?
Yes, of course. Any particular coloured vase? White, pink or plain clear glass?
Just plain, please. And I'll wait because I need them now.
That's €35, including the vase. I'm sure your mother will love the bouquet.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers. Hi, John. How are you getting on with your Italian classes?
Oh, slow progress, I'm afraid. I mean, the classes are all right, but I'm not enjoying them as much as I should. It's so difficult trying to remember everything. The problem is, I don't get much chance to speak Italian with anyone outside class, so it's easy to forget what you've learned. It's all right in class, but if you get paired up with someone who really finds the language difficult, you can't make progress. On the other hand, if you get paired up with someone who's a really quick learner, you feel so silly because they talk too fast and you can't understand them.
Oh no. Don't give up though, because you've done really well so far. Just keep thinking about that Italian holiday we're planning to have.
I do. It's the only thing that's motivating me at the moment. I will carry on and see how I do in the exam, but I'm worrying about it.
When is the exam?
In a couple of weeks. Sometimes I feel like I've made real progress, and then other times I just want to cry because I don't understand it.
Have you tried watching Italian films or going online and doing some listening exercises?
I've been online, but I must admit I haven't tried watching any Italian films. That's a good idea. Perhaps I can see if there are any on YouTube. I don't really want to spend money buying films.
You'll find some on YouTube, and they may have English translations as well. Just make sure you concentrate on listening and don't read the English subtitles too much. Anyway, well done for persevering. When we go to Italy in the summer, you can translate for me.
Yes, perhaps.
Well, good luck. It sounds like you need it. Now listen to the conversation again. Hi, John. How are you getting on with your Italian classes?
Oh, slow progress, I'm afraid. I mean, the classes are all right, but I'm not enjoying them as much as I should. It's so difficult trying to remember everything. The problem is, I don't get much chance to speak Italian with anyone outside class, so it's easy to forget what you've learned. It's all right in class, but if you get paired up with someone who really finds the language difficult, you can't make progress. On the other hand, if you get paired up with someone who's a really quick learner, you feel so silly because they talk too fast and you can't understand them.
Oh no. Don't give up though, because you've done really well so far. Just keep thinking about that Italian holiday we're planning to have.
I do. It's the only thing that's motivating me at the moment. I will carry on and see how I do in the exam, but I'm worrying about it.
When is the exam?
In a couple of weeks. Sometimes I feel like I've made real progress, and then other times I just want to cry because I don't understand it.
Have you tried watching Italian films or going online and doing some listening exercises?
I've been online, but I must admit I haven't tried watching any Italian films. That's a good idea. Perhaps I can see if there are any on YouTube. I don't really want to spend money buying films.
You'll find some on YouTube, and they may have English translations as well. Just make sure you concentrate on listening and don't read the English subtitles too much. Anyway, well done for persevering. When we go to Italy in the summer, you can translate for me.
Yes, perhaps.
Well, good luck. It sounds like you need it. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Debate and discussion. You will now hear a debate and a discussion. You will hear them twice. You have 2 minutes to look at the questions for both the debate and the discussion. Now listen to the debate. Record your answers on the mark sheet. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers. Diabetes is on the increase. But who is responsible for this? Are we educated enough about sugar and the damage it causes? Is this a government issue? Or should we take responsibility for ourselves and what we eat? Jean, you're a diabetic expert. What do you think?
Sugar is an addiction which can be controlled if we snack on fresh and dried fruit rather than refined sugary foods. However, even fruit contains natural sugar, but this is better for you than refined sugar. The government needs to regulate the amount of sugar that companies add into foods that you wouldn't suspect contain sugar. For example, tinned foods, ready-made meals, fruit juice and bread.
Anne, you represent a fast food company. What is your view on this? Should the government regulate sugar, or should manufacturers take more responsibility for looking after the health of the general public?
We already operate within food safety guidelines issued by the Food Standards Agency, so we believe we are not doing anything wrong. There is an issue of obesity amongst adults, and we recognise that obesity causes diabetes as well as other illnesses. But people should look after their own health and watch what they eat and how much they eat.
That's unfair, because diabetes is not only about how much sugar you eat. It's a genetic illness too. Some people are prone to illnesses because they have genetically inherited particular genes from their parents.
I don't disagree with you. But we don't want to become a nanny state where everyone is told what to eat all the time. People must make their own choices, and our food labels state clearly what ingredients are in the food they buy, so they can make an informed choice.
Well, we've run out of time. Thank you both for coming into the studio today and sharing your views. Now listen to the debate again. Diabetes is on the increase. But who is responsible for this? Are we educated enough about sugar and the damage it causes. Is this a government issue? Or should we take responsibility for ourselves and what we eat? Jean, you're a diabetic expert. What do you think?
Sugar is an addiction which can be controlled if we snack on fresh and dried fruit rather than refined sugary foods. However, even fruit contains natural sugar, but this is better for you than refined sugar. The government needs to regulate the amount of sugar that companies add into foods that you wouldn't suspect contain sugar. For example, tinned foods, ready-made meals, fruit juice, and bread.
Anne, you represent a fast food company. What is your view on this? Should the government regulate sugar, or should manufacturers take more responsibility for looking after the health of the general public?
We already operate within food safety guidelines issued by the Food Standards Agency, so we believe we are not doing anything wrong. There is an issue of obesity amongst adults, and we recognise that obesity causes diabetes as well as other illnesses. But people should look after their own health and watch what they eat and how much they eat.
That's unfair, because diabetes is not only about how much sugar you eat. It's a genetic illness too. Some people are prone to illnesses because they have genetically inherited particular genes from their parents.
I don't disagree with you, but we don't want to become a nanny state where everyone is told what to eat all the time. People must make their own choices, and our food labels state clearly what ingredients are in the food they buy, so they can make an informed choice.
Well, we've run out of time. Thank you both for coming into the studio today and sharing your views. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Debate and Discussion. Listen to the discussion. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to our daily discussion. Today, we're talking about schools and the time they allocate for sport and physical education on their timetables. Shirley, as a teacher, Should children have more exercise, and why are schools cutting PE classes?
Yes, Chris. I have two children, and it does them good to get outside and run around in the fresh air. It seems most young people are the worst for not wanting to do anything more physical than get out of bed and log on to their computers or mobile phones. In the school I work for, we have cut PE classes purely for academic reasons. We are under so much pressure to get children through their exams.
Do schools make this decision, or is it guidance from the Department of Education?
Schools have the authority to change their teaching timetable so long as they are delivering the curriculum.
So, what can be done to address the issue of physical education?
Well, not all children like sports, but for those that do, we have found that our after-school clubs are popular with kids, and we have a lot of support from parents for these clubs.
Do you think this would work in other schools?
I can't comment about all schools, but in those schools that run after-school clubs, their clubs have proven to be quite successful.
And what about those children who don't like sport but are still lacking physical activity?
We have an after-school aerobics club, a music club, and dance classes. Of course, children can always go swimming in their own time, which is also a good way of exercising.
Well, I love music, so I might just come and join you for one of your dance classes.
You'd be very welcome, Chris.
Thank you, Shirley.
Now listen to the discussion again.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to our daily discussion. Today, we're talking about schools and the time they allocate for sport and physical education on their timetables. Shirley, as a teacher, should children have more exercise, and why are schools cutting PE classes?
Yes, Chris. I have two children, and it does them good to get outside and run around in the fresh air. It seems most young people are the worst for not wanting to do anything more physical than get out of bed and log on to their computers or mobile phones. In the school I work for, we have cut PE classes purely for academic reasons. We are under so much pressure to get children through their exams.
Do schools make this decision, or is it guidance from the Department of Education?
Schools have the authority to change their teaching timetable so long as they are delivering the curriculum.
So, what can be done to address the issue of physical education?
Well, not all children like sports, but for those that do, we have found that our after-school clubs are popular with kids, and we have a lot of support from parents for these clubs.
Do you think this would work in other schools?
I can't comment about all schools, but in those schools that run after-school clubs, their clubs have proven to be quite successful.
And what about those children who don't like sport but are still lacking physical activity?
We have an after-school aerobics club, a music club, and dance classes. Of course, children can always go swimming in their own time, which is also a good way of exercising.
Well, I love music, so I might just come and join you for one of your dance classes.
You'd be very welcome, Chris.
Thank you, Shirley.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.